Okay, Rocket football fans, here's the play call. Next time you need a prescription filled, stop by KB Pharmacy on South Main Street in Marion. Let them know how much you appreciate KB Pharmacy sponsoring the Rocket Football Podcast. You can stop by, you can visit them online, you can call on the phone, or you can just text your prescription needs right over to the store and they'll have it ready when you get there. KB Pharmacy, let them know how much you care.
It was playoff time in Crittenden County. Caverna comes to Marion on Friday night. 7 p.m. kickoff. The Class 1A state playoffs begin. Coach Darnes, it's a lot better position than we've been in the last 4 years. We feel good going into this opening game, and it's at home.
Yeah, and Chris, that's a big thing. You know, it's playoff atmosphere. The past 4 years, the first year when we went to 2A, we had to go to Hancock, which, I mean, was a good game. They ended up beating us in overtime to win that game, and it was a number one against a number four. And so, you know, we were excited about that. And you know, now it's the past 3 years, it's going to Owensboro Catholic. And, you know, you got to the point where you would dread the playoffs because we knew that we would take that 2-hour trip and then that would be the end of it. But now it's a different atmosphere because, you know, we have a chance to win this one and travel to the next week and never know what's going to happen at that point. So, you know, we're excited this week about having a home playoff game. We're excited about the hard work that these kids have put into it so that our community can have another game, another home game at our stadium.
Caverna has a new head coach this year, and I know you've watched a lot of film on them. Tell us what we can expect. I think they got some big guys up front, some speed in the backfield.
Yeah, you know,
skill position.
I'm going to tell you now, they're very unpredictable because, you know, we watched a few films on them, and offensively, they've ran like three or four different offenses. And so, you know, it goes back to what I say that, you know, I think they're a team in desperation trying to find themselves and what they're good at. And it seems like that they've settled into whatever it is to get athletes in space is what we're going to do. And so that's what they do. And so they'll run all kinds of formations to try to get the defense confused. And I think in turns it confuses them too because it looks that way. But they have great athletes, and that's what concerns us. We have problems with athletes, and we have to be disciplined this week as we challenged our kids and make sure that they're going to run reverses, they're going to run reverse passes, flea flickers, and stuff like that. And, you know, we got to make sure that we're disciplined, take care of our responsibility to do our job. Up front, I mean, they have two kids that are absolutely beast when they want to be. They're 315 and 350 as far as what they weigh. Now one of them is 5'9", and one of them's 5'8", but they're huge. I mean, they when they want to move, they really move. And they if they want to penetrate and they want to get up the field, we're not stopping them. And so, but the good thing for us is that Caverna only has about 19 kids on the roster, so they have to play both ways. And when they have to play both ways, then, you know, the goal is to wear them down.
Of course, Nick Castiller, your quarterback, he's had a little bit of a shoulder problem lately, but I think he's back to about 100%, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, I think his shoulder's fine. I think he had a little bit of a thigh problem against Fulton, against Ballard, and I think that's kind of given him a little bit of problems. You know, we've got Dylan Hollis who had a shoulder problem, and he missed the Ballard game, so we're gonna hold him out on defense and just play him on offense, which is good because Mason Myers hurt his ankle at the Ballard game, so he's doubtful whether he's going to play. He's practiced this week, but he's gimpy, and you know, it's just a matter of whether or not that we want to take a chance to put him in there. But make no mistake, we understand that in order for us to advance, we got to win this game. So our focus is winning this ball game.
Let's touch on Nick just a little bit. He's really close to becoming the all-time passing leader, or excuse me, single season passing leader as far as completions are concerned. He needs just two to overtake Austin Berry, or tie Austin Berry. Right now, Nick has 120 and Austin had 122 in 2014. And in passing yards for a single season, he's not far behind. About 320 more yards will get him there. So great season for Nick, and we've got a couple more games at least, and maybe three left, and good chance for him to break some more of these records and then move into all-time. And that says a lot for a kid to be the all-time leading passer for a single season. And he's not far as far as career. He's a little ways off, but not far from Austin too. Austin.
Yeah, and I'm gonna tell you what, you know, it's great for Nick because, as we said before, the hard work that he's put into it during the off season to get to where we are, and I think that is probably the single most thing that I'm proud of these kids for is the accomplishment that they've had. You know, you can go back and you can say, well, 6-4 is just mediocre, but when you've come off of 3-4 yeah. straight years of 3-7 and getting your heads banged in all the time and just getting beat so bad, and then to be able to turn it around because of their effort, I think that's what I'm most proud of this group for, is the resiliency that they show because of the losses that we had, the seasons that we had, and now we turned it around. And we turned it around in such a way that the atmosphere is coming back to the way it used to be. The first round of the playoffs is here. We're second. We go to the other district if we win this game, first place team in that district, and which would be Bethlehem.
Bethlehem, which is in Bardstown.
In Bardstown, and so the atmosphere's here, and I think that this group has done a great job of putting us back to where we used to be, and it's the first year back in Class A, so they've done an outstanding job. And I'm telling you, and I'm proud of not just Nick, but all of them.
These seniors really have taken this team on their shoulder. I mean, we've had some young guys step up and play very well this year, but when I look out there on the field, you know, Fitzgerald and McKinney, both McKinneys and Alex Cosby and Birdwell, those guys, and they're more, but those are the ones that pop into my mind. Dylan Hollis. Mm-hmm. I mean, those guys have had they hadn't had a whole lot of wins in their career, but they've been some pretty decent football players, yeah, and they're getting to show out a little bit.
That's right. That's right, and it's good for them. And yeah. and it's those 4-year seniors that we're talking about, those that you mentioned, mm-hmm. that we're talking about that have been in this program, stayed with this program, committed to this program, and saw very little success for their first 3 years, and now they're having success, and they're enjoying it. I mean, they're really enjoying it, and they understand it, and they practice that way. They mentioned it in practice about not wanting it to end, and you know, so hopefully it'll continue, and you just keep going. Your senior year, you always remember, and it's just like just one more game. You just want to play one more game, and so we have the opportunity because it's the playoffs, and you know as well as I do that any sporting events, you watch the bowl games, you watch the NCAA tournaments, you watch any Major League Baseball, any of the World Series, athletes play harder in those games because they know that it could possibly be the last one. And that's what we challenge our kids with. You play harder. You play as hard as you can be because you might not have another opportunity next week. And that's what we're shooting for, and that's what we expect tomorrow night.
Well, you brought up baseball, so I'm going to stick a little baseball plug in here. And Caverna High School is where Denny and Brian Dole, the Dole brothers, have played in the major leagues. So just an interesting side note, those guys played baseball there.
And it's a long way. I mean, it's, you know, it's Caverna. Way. Like, where is Caverna? You know,
in Cave City.
In Cave City. And they used to be in our district. I mean, we used mm-hmm. to travel right. there right. to Caverna and Metcalf because they were in our district then. And I'm going to tell you, their athletes want to play sports, and they play hard. And they're going to come here with the opportunity to play us and understand if they win, they get to play another game. And I don't know if their coach, and I don't know anything about those players, but I know that anytime you get in the playoffs, you play harder because you don't want to end it. And I think that they're going to come here expecting that, and we expect them to do it that way, and we expect to do it that way. So it should be a good ball game.
What's your pick to click here? If something happens, then we win this game and we can win big. We feel like we can win this game big. What do we have to do exactly? We talked a little bit before we started the podcast about maybe trying to score some on defense or special teams. Is that how important is that this week?
Well, it's very important because it's the same mentality that I have always said when we go to Fulton's and we play the Fulton's, that you got to get up on them early. You got to make sure that you take any will out of them to play. You can't give them any momentum. You know, as we said last week, that we felt like if we could have scored last week when we had Ballard, we just scored a touchdown, went 21-14, had the opportunity to make it 27-14 or 28-14, and you don't know what happens at that point. We have got to make sure that we score early and create turnovers early to try to bust that air out of them and that will to play the game and finish up. And because when you have momentum and you have something to shoot for, then you know you're actually going to play a little bit harder, even if you're tired or something. But if you think that it's over with, then you question yourself. Some people, why do I even want to try hard? And that's that will. We've got to make sure that they don't have that will to play anymore early. Now, in order to do that, we have to take advantage of what they're going to give us, and we have to execute offensively early to make sure that we make that happen. We have to be able to move the chains and keep moving the chains because they do play both ways, and they're big linemen. We have to make sure that they continue to march down the field, and we have to make sure that they're running when they do so. And then we have to be able to take advantage of what they do on special teams and hopefully be able to make a special team score in order for us to do that. When you do stuff like that, and even on defense, create turnovers, whenever you do that, then if you're able to score offense, you create turnovers on defense, and make things happen on special teams, then you totally break that will. So it doesn't matter if they're out there and they say, well, it's defense anyway, so they're going to score, or we're on offense, but they're going to make us turn the ball over and stuff like that. That's what you have to do to make them question whether or not that they even want to dig deep and play.
Of course, as anticipated, this is a number two seed versus a three seed. We are the heavy favorite, although those seeds are mighty close together, two and three. But looking across the district, most of these games are very similar to the one we've got. I don't see, and I'll let you comment on this, Fort Knox will be at Russellville. Fort Knox is 3-7. Russellville, of course, ranked number 7. They're 8-2. Fulton County is at Bethlehem. Bethlehem won that district over there, the second district. Fulton County is 0-10, finished fourth in ours, and will go to Bethlehem. Fulton City's won two games. Both of those was over Fulton County, and they'll be at Campbellsville, which is 7-3. And Campbellsville, I think, was a point or two from winning that district championship. So they're a pretty good football team, too.
Yeah, you know, the two districts are a lot alike. I mean, they have the top two teams aren't bad, and the bottom two teams are pretty bad.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, they're a lot alike. And so you're expecting the 1 and 2 seeds from each district to face. The one from ours will face the two from theirs, and vice versa. And then your regional championship. But you know, we fully expect that they will come here, and we fully expect that to be able to beat them in advance, and be shocked if we don't. And our kids know that. We got to make sure we're realistic in that. But you still have to execute. You still have to do it. You know, there's still that 5% chance that something can happen. You have to be able to play the game.
What's the best matchup in this first week? Anybody got an outside shot? Any of these teams? If you're on the outside looking in, do you say Caverna Crittenden is the only one that maybe an outside shot at winning of the?
Yeah, I mean, because I don't know much about Caverna. Yeah. I know Fulton's. I know them, yeah. And I've watched Campbellsville, and I've watched Bethlehem.
And we don't think they're
and there's not a chance at all. And I don't know if they're saying the same thing about us. You know, whether or not that Russellville and Fort Knox and Caverna has a shot against Crittenden and Russellville. So. But I know the Fultons, and I know that there's no shot at that. Mm-hmm. I would say that if there was a game that was the best matchup as far as an upset, this could be the game.
And we certainly want to guard against that.
And we don't want that to happen.
And we want to take that long trip to Bardstown next weekend, where we will feel even better about that game, even though they are a higher seed than we have the last couple of years in the opening round, when we've had to go to, like you said, Hancock County 4 years ago, and then to Owensboro Catholic for those. I mean, it's just a tough place to go play, and those three seasons.
Outstanding teams, yeah.
Yeah, great teams they had. And now, you know, we feel good even getting to the regional championship. And a lot of people around town are talking about, hey, we got a shot to play Russellville again. Well, you know, we'll play them down there if we do. But we felt like we had a chance against Russellville. They kind of got away from us a little bit late, and that score was a little more I think it was a bigger margin than the game actually was itself. The fans and the players felt like it was a lot closer. So I know this is going to be an exciting time, and good luck to the Rockets this week, and let's win this one. And I know you're putting together a big bus ride up to Bardstown to play Bethlehem. Already starting to work on that, so we feel good about this week, and good luck, and hope we get this victory under our belt.
Yeah, and I appreciate it, and I'm not jumping a gun or anything. It's just you have to plan. If you don't plan, then you won't have it when you need it. So. Yeah. It's contingent whether we win this game, and this is going to be big for us. And, you know, we expect to play hard.
Yeah. All right, Coach. Good luck this week. Hope everybody that's been gimpy will be back and ready to go.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it.